Bros Pricks would like to thank our premium sponsors.
Michelle McKibben, California Mortgage Loan Officer with People's Home Equity Mortgage. You can call her at 707-208-8302 or email her at McKibben, McKibbin, michelle@yahoo.com. She's awesome. Also, Linda Parker. Her business is Mount Desert Island Ice Cream, and you can find her at fearlessflavor.com. She makes handmade ice cream, and they have shops in Bar Harbor and Portland, Maine, and coming soon to Washington, D.C. Doesn't that sound delicious, Ronnie?
Yes, and to everybody who's sponsoring us, thank you so much. If you want to become a business sponsor, just go sign up at patreon.com/rosepricks, or just go to rosepricks.com. It'll take you right there. Thank you very much. Let's get on with the show. Hello and welcome to Rose Pricks, the Bachelor Roast. I'm Ronnie Karam from Watch What Crappens, and here I am with my walls down, vulnerable soulmate, Miss Stephanie Wilder Taylor. Oh, for crying out loud.
Am I gorgeous? Oh, sorry.
Ha 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 ha. Ari's laugh. Ha 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 ha. Dad laugh. That's for Stephanie's intro. Stephanie is of the For Crying Out Loud podcast and the Sword and Scale Rewind. So check those out. Stephanie, this episode was amazing.
It was so good. It might have been my favorite episode in I don't know how long.
I was embarrassed because I had my window open and I was laughing so hard and I was doing that laugh. Well, you've heard it a million times, but where it's like, with my mouth open.
The dramatic recreations were the funniest thing. I was so happy. And I loved the outro to the whole show with the extra dramatic recreations.
They've got so much footage of babies just sobbing. For all these recreations. Like, what are these people doing to children? It's like child abuse just to make these recreations.
These people are just turning into such good characters, too.
They make them crazier by the week. Okay, so my first note is, what should the title be? Globs? Because, I mean, you don't even have to make anything up. They called it Globs. Or Annalise. But if you say Annalise, then people are going to be like, oh my God, spoilers! Like, for those people that pretend this is like, I don't know, The Leftovers or Lost.
I like Globs. I like Globs.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what comes out. But it was fun. And we got to see Annalise just lose it. And Bibiana, like, kind of lose it, but try to not lose it. And then lose the shawl and then still lose it. I mean, come on.
But Annalise really kind of came out of nowhere to take over the crazy role. Like, no one saw that coming, which was, it was so unexpected, which was fantastic.
Yes, I think it was the lunch lady costume that did it. They were like, okay, lunch lady. And she's like, oh my God, this is hideous. I'm going to kill. So she was the lunch lady, right?
No. That was Mikkel.
I'm so stupid. I mean, this show is 2 hours and I take notes through the whole thing and I still cannot get these people straight.
I don't think Annalise was in that because I think she'd had some kind of a childhood trauma with wrestling.
No, didn't she have a childhood trauma with dogs?
Yes. But I think she's had a childhood trauma with everything.
Yes. So maybe it was the dog. It was a dog wrestling trauma bonanza for that girl. Double whammy.
Yeah.
Bless her heart.
So the show starts out with Bibiana. She wastes no time in telling us that last night, crystal meth was taking my time, but I reclaimed my time, and now she knows what time it is, Bibiana time.
She's like, obviously, I'm not someone to be messed with, okay? Because last week, and she keeps narrating every little thing. She's like, last week, I told Crystal, shut up, stupid. And she was like, okay. And now this week, I'm telling her, shut up, stupid. Look, this week, Bibiana is in glasses. I'm not to be messed with.
This week, I told Crystal Meth, like, you're a bitch, so shut up. She's just like, not even trying to be clever.
And then I came to sit in front of this camera, and this week I'm sitting in front of this camera. Right? I'm like, okay, Bibiana, we get it. But actually, the first line of the episode, I think it was Lauren B. You know, when it's like, oh my God, the girls are sitting around talking in the house, and it's like totally casual. Like, let's just talk about girl stuff. And Lauren B goes, how's everybody feeling today? And I was like, oh my God, what a perfect opening line.
Maybe that should be the title of the episode. How's everybody feeling?
And then some blonde who comes, who I don't know which blonde this was. I'm getting my blondes confused, but she's like, I'm emotionally and physically drained. Did you notice all the smoking voices this week? We had Crystal Meth, but geez, ladies.
They're all competing for that. Yes. They all seem like they were just outside smoking, and they're all sounding like that. You're right. Even Caroline, the realtor, is like, hi, everybody.
Yeah, they're all getting this. It's like this one sounds like she smoked Jodie Foster on the way in. I'm like, my God, lady. And I'm a chain smoking. I get it. Like, I have a trailer park laugh, but I'm like, damn, girls. You're either 19 or you're 90 and chain smoking on this show.
So Chris comes in and he's literally just given up this outfit. He was wearing these old jeans and like a plaid shirt that looked like it was from the boys department at JCPenney. Did you notice that shirt?
I just noticed that he's like, come on, guys, I barely have to even be on this show. And I'm noticing how tired you all are. What, four of you are wearing glasses? It's like the third episode. You've got a long road to hoe, hoes.
None of them are wearing makeup.
They're just like, hi, we're all in our Claire's Boutique glasses. We don't give a fuck.
But I feel like Chris is really scared that he's not getting any lines. So he's not even dressed for it. He's just kind of hanging outside, like you always say. And then they're like, Chris, do you want to do two lines? And he's like, yeah.
And they're like, no,
well,
of
do you
words.
Have anything to wear? And he's like, well, can I just wear what I'm wearing? And they're like, all right. I mean, if you really literally don't care anymore. He's like, no, this is good. Then he throws his phone in his pocket. I could see there was the outline of something in his pocket. Like, there's no wardrobe person for him anymore. They're like, we're having to cut costs.
I think it was like really the CGI. It was CGI jeans. He's probably just in like holy boxers. Like, what the fuck? Like chain smoking outside. Like two cutout girls just like hanging on him. Like, ugh, I got to do some lines. I'm down. No, the kind you have to read, Chris. Ugh. All right, girls. You're all in glasses. Fine. I'm out of here.
He's like, there's 18 of you and you can't all go on a date. So some of you will be shit out of luck. All right. There's going to be two group dates and one one-on-one. All right. That's all my lines. They're not paying me. It's under five, guys. So I'm out of here. You'll read your own date card.
Hopefully I'll get my SAG card out of this one. He's like, there's two group dates, a one-on-one date that's going to be very romantic, a 2-on-5 date, a 9-on-7 date, a 3-by-3, a 4-by-4. They're like, okay, now you're just reading off sizes of wood at Home Depot. Okay, Chris? Just edit it together.
He's like, I'm trying to make my insurance. I'm trying to make my insurance. This is just AFTRA. I have to have a certain amount of lines. There's someone off stage going, Chris, they're going to edit this anyway. He's like, damn it.
Viviana's like, today, Chris came in and said some lines, and I'm not having it. I'll tell you that. And then they cut to Crystal, and she's like, oh,
Viviana kind of confronted me, but I'm not the kind of girl to be afraid of conscientiousness, okay? Toes are going to get stepped on.
I'm like, oh, good. She's probably literally going to go step on people's toes. She's a crazy-ass Crystal. She's so crazy.
Every year, every season, there's a crazy one, but she honestly is reminding me of Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction. She has that really mentally ill, like she's had a break, but she's trying to hold it together just enough to be like, I know I'm mentally ill, but I'm medicated. So God, I wish all these doctors would stop telling me I'm crazy.
Listen here, Michael Douglas, I'm not the kind of girl for confrontation times.
It's like, what? It's like the worst movie ever, Fatal Attraction.
Loved it.
Starring Crystal. She's like,
I was going to boil something, but I forgot how to boil stuff. Help.
And Archer's like, oh, Jesus, I have to boil the water for you, too. Can we get this recast? So the date card is like, hey, guys, it's all about the ring. And everyone's like, does that mean wrestling? Does that mean circles? Does it mean we're blowing bubbles? It's like they're all making all these guesses. And Lauren B's like, ring, like dish towels? It's like, nobody, come on, guys. Come on, guys.
And Annalise is like, I'm scared of rings. I had a traumatic experience with a ring. I hope that's not the kind it is. I hope it's not a ring that you wear on your finger. Yeah.
Whenever the phone rings and it's a creditor, I get so scared. I'm traumatized.
When I was little, we were really poor, and every time the phone rang, it was a bill collector, and it was very traumatizing. So now when the phone rings, I have to wear special earmuffs so I can't hear it. It's too sharp.
I wouldn't even put it past this cast. Like, I can't even tell what we're making up. They're so stupid. And Chris is like, welcome, everybody. And there's a big sign that says glob.
Yeah. So they all go in, and, so it's Crystal Meth is on the date, Mikkel, Jacqueline, Gossip Girl, who's looks all startled because she's suddenly getting screen time.
I know. But she also slept on a side of her face. Because she has like a big ring of eye makeup smudged all over her face. And they don't even tell her. They just keep interviewing her.
She honestly always does. She has some weird like raccoon eyes. And her hair always looks like she kind of slept on it. But it works for her for some reason.
Yeah.
Well, she is pretty.
Everyone likes a well-rested person, you know.
Right.
So Chris is like, it's the kissing line, Dyke. And the Kim Kardashian girl's like, oh my God, it's rings? Obviously it's about soccer. Like, I don't want a broken nose. So Chris is like, welcome to Glob. We've got some tired ladies from Glow. And they're like, bleh. Bibiana sees that she's going to get to hit somebody. And it's the first time she's genuinely smiled this whole time.
Yeah. So they bring out some old ladies that used to be in wrestling, Ursula and Little Egypt, who no one's ever heard of. But it's just, these people are like the bands or the singers. They're like, oh my God, it's so-and-so. What did John make up last time? It's Swamp and Princes, the country band no one's heard of. What?
I'm Ursula Hayden. I played Slade the Farmer's Daughter.
I'm like, what? Well, I think when he said Glow, because that's a really popular like girl power show on Netflix. Have you watched it?
I have not watched it. I have heard of it. But these ladies were from like some show.
They're from the original like Glow, right, which I think was a wrestling show. I'm so uninformed. Right. I was counting on you as a woman with Netflix to know what was happening here.
But then Little Egypt comes in and she's has a cane. Like, listen, if you're 80 and you have a cane, just don't. Come up with something more current.
I mean, Egypt is about pyramids, okay? You should be able to stand on your own.
Exactly. So, but then Egypt, I think that what happened is Egypt, Little Egypt, was going to do a thing where it was going to be like, you think she's an old lady with a cane, but then she throws the cane away and does a forward roll. But the problem is it wasn't really set up right and it wasn't about Little Egypt, so it just seemed like a weird thing. Like suddenly she's not carrying a cane, but she's doing a forward roll.
She's like, tricked ya. Still old, but I don't need a cane. I can roll.
I like that she's kind of, if they decided to make Wonder Woman again, which they just did, instead of casting like a really hot young new thing, they just casted Janice Dickinson. Right. She's like, hey, it's me, chain smoking. Like, what are you, a pussy? You want a piece of me? It's like, oh shit, Janice Dickinson. And of course, and she was
Janice
like
Dickinson's
that.
Like, I've got a parrot on my shoulder. What are you going to do about it, you bitch? What? Why? What do you mean? Anybody have any coke? What?
And Little Egypt was like that. She's like, who wants the man? Who wants him? Here's how you prove that you're worthy of the man. You beat up chicks. Like, wait, what? I don't think that's how you prove you want a man.
And then Bibiana's like all upset. And she's like, what's your name? She goes, Bibiana. She goes, how do you spell it? She's like, B-I-B-I-A-N-A. Why'd your mom name you that? That's dumb.
What was your mom, drunk? Was she doing drugs? Did she share them? Do you know your mom's address? Could you call her and ask her for some? Right? Because Bibiana was laughing, you know, giving attitude. She's like, who are you giving me attitude? Cry, little one, cry. And Bibiana's like, this week, this lady made me cry. And she doesn't know my mom.
She doesn't even know my mom. Like, so you're going to fight about her not knowing your mom? I think you're missing the point.
These women, though, are so annoying. Then Tia's upset for no reason, and she's crying. And she's like, I can't do this, y'all. This is too hard. It's making me really upset. And Bibiana's like, this sucks. Come on, Tia. Let's sit down and bond. I'll braid your hair.
Tia's like, I don't want to be beat up or talk to you like that. Bibiana's like, I don't want people to not know who my mom is. You don't know my mom. I'm like, okay, you two. So they're both like crying in a corner. And meanwhile, Janice Dickinson is doubling down. She's like, and you, why are you smiling, you blonde idiot? Lauren B is like, because this is like awkward for me. And she's like, how about you sell it? How about that? How about you stop laughing and you sell it? And she's like, you know what? Wrestling is like super hard and it's intense, but the really hard part is the acting. The acting's going to be the really hard part.
I honestly just kept thinking, why are these ladies getting this much screen time? The glow ladies, the glob ladies or whatever.
I think the producers are like, listen, ladies, this is your future. Okay? Now, just learn to deal with it, okay? You're going to have to toughen up, hoes. And she's like, you pussies, you suck. And Brianna's like, rude much? Did I hurt your feelings? So yeah, they're still crying. And then Tia's like, this makes me uncomfortable, dude.
Yeah. And then, so yeah, Tia tattles on the glow ladies to Ari. She's like, these ladies are so mean to me. I mean, I'm from the South and people aren't just mean like that. They're nice to each other. But these glow ladies are really mean. And Ari's like, it's okay. Let's have fun.
Ari's like, you want to make out, hun? Mm. Ari's little baby groan in this episode was killing me. Because now that I've heard it and noticed it, I can't not notice it. And that's all he does. He's like, oh,
yeah.
You know what? I'm hurt. This is out of my comfort zone, too. Okay? But you could do it. I believe in you.
I know. And he's really dumb.
And drunk.
You think?
He's wasted. Not in this scene, but there's a scene later. Didn't you notice? His eyes are bloodshot, and he's just staring around the room like,
yeah, he's a mess.
Right, so I guess then he's suddenly totally confident. Of course, then Annie, Becca, right. She's like, oh, why are they crying, girls? Why are they crying? It's like dancing. Haven't you watched WWE? Look at me, I'm prepared. I've got a water bottle. I'm going to drink from it right now. I'm into the sport.
She's like, hey there, big boy. You want to get in the ring with me? I'll show you a little 1-2.
She's a really good wrestling actor, though. She's like, ow, ooh, ooh, that hurt. Oh, God, you're killing me, little Egypt. You're killing me.
So suddenly Chris comes in because he's found a suit down the street at Salvation Army store and used his per diem to buy it, hoping to get a few more lines. And he's like, all right. He's like, guys, I'm going to bring in somebody. It's everybody's favorite. And it's Kenny. It's Kenny from Rachel's season, who I always liked, the wrestler. And the girls act like it's the greatest thing that's ever happened. They're all like, wow, yay, Kenny!
And Aerie's like, I'm scared, which he should be.
Yeah.
So Bibiana's like, oh my God, it's Kenny. What about my mom? So Chris sends them back to put on outfits because if you're going to be a real wrestler girl, you need a persona, an alter ego. Okay.
Right.
So they go back and they get to pick out all these costumes and props. And that poor girl had to be the lunch lady. Complete
Mikkel,
with a,
yeah.
Yes. Complete with a giant mole, a hairnet, and a lunch tray.
I like that she was into it, though. She played against type. I like that she wasn't. You know what? Honestly, I'm going to say this. I like that she wasn't backstage. We don't know this for a fact. But going like, this is really unfair. Why do I have to wear a hairnet and carry this tray? Like, that's not fair. Becca gets to be a sex kitten, and I shouldn't have to be a lunch lady. That doesn't give me a good advantage.
Well, Becca did, jump straight for that sex kitten dress. She's like, oh, I'm a sex kitten, ladies. I've got a whip. Bad girl, bad. And then people like Bibiana get stuck being literal bridezillas, like half bride and half a dinosaur head.
It's like, right.
Boy, God bless her heart. She's like, I just want to be this week, I just want to be noticed. I'm going to wear a giant dinosaur mask.
So Becca the sex kitten against the lunch lady fight and it's fine. But then it's Crystal Meth's turn, and she goes against Jacqueline. And she's like, I slammed her down a couple of times. I had so much fun.
I stepped on her toes. Told ya, someone's gonna get their toes stepped on.
I like when she goes, I'm a cougar. And they cut to the nanny, and she's like, yeah, she's a crusty cougar.
So then Lauren B and Mikkel, the whatnot Mikkel, but the, what, I keep forgetting her name.
I just Maruk? Call her Kardashian, because she looks Kardashian. Like Kim Kardashian to me.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian is a gold digger. And she like grabs some money out of Lauren's butt, and it's everyone acts like they're completely scandalized. Like, oh my God, what?
The nanny's like, I can't believe it. It was some slightly lesbian stuff. I mean, it was kind of uncomfortable. And then they cut to this old lady in the audience. He's like, oh my God. And then when Tia comes out, everybody starts chanting, Tia, Tia, which seems a little rigged. To me.
Yes.
I thought that was a little unfair. Bibiana's like, this week, people chanted Tia Tia. That's no fair.
I came to win. And they were not on my side. Yes. Yeah, so
I'm sorry. I was just going to say Tia, while she was fighting, she's like, I'm too pretty for this.
The whole thing felt really, I don't want to say rigged, but it felt too overacted. It wasn't fun.
Well, it's the ladies of wrestling. I was dying laughing through this whole thing personally. But I just like the cutaways more than anything. And even the stupid lines, like the nanny. This kitty's going for the rose tonight. Rawr, girls.
Yeah. Then afterwards, she's like, this is the best date I've ever had. Hello, fellas. I felt right in my element. I'm definitely going home with a rose.
So at the nighttime falls, I'm talking like I'm from this set, the trailer park. And I wrote, this is again rigged for Tia. And then, of course, Tia's like, my hometown visit. And the nanny's like, hey, Tia, do you feel your element? I was like, haha, jinx on the bad trailer park joke.
Okay, so this is where things got weird with Crystal Meth. Because did you notice she started doing this little baby voice? So she changes all the time. Like she does her crazy kind of smoky voice, but then she goes into this weird little girl and she's like, hi, Ari, can I grab you?
Can I have a moment? Okay.
I like this. She's like, Ari. How do you want me to be on these group dates? Do you want me to be a more aggressive, or should I just kick back? Then she looks to the camera and she's like, I asked Ari if I should be more aggressive, and he said, you should just be how you are. Isn't that amazing? He's in love with me.
We definitely have the best relationship. Hi!
I liked his speech to the girls, because Ari's like, guys, today was uncomfortable for me. You know, I wasn't in my element, but you guys nailed it. Ha ha! I saw you in your element, and I saw who's friends, and who's in their element, and who's being friends in an element. I was like, did you just learn the word element? Why is everybody saying element? And then right when he's saying, I could see who gets along and who doesn't, Crystal's like, can I have a moment? And all the girls just give her dagger looks.
So Bibiana is losing her mind at this point. She's because Crystal Meth completely triggers her. And she's like, I am going, this is ridiculous. I'm going to have to tell Ari. It's very important to tell Ari how displeased I am. Yes. I am not someone who's going to back down.
She's like, last week, you know my struggle. You know my struggle last week. I need to express my feelings. I'm like, you do not. Please, whoever told you that needs to not be giving you advice. Don't express your feelings, please.
She's like, my friends tell me, Bibi, you need to express yourself more. You need to tell men how you feel, how mad you are. Because men love anger.
I do it with a brick through a windshield. They love it. They love it. So she gets to Ari, and Ari's like, whoa, which he does to every girl. He's like, whoa, you did great. You did great. You didn't even break character. Like, you were totally a dinosaur the whole time.
She's like, yes, that's nice. But I need to talk to you about something very important. He's like, do you want to like make out? She's like, no. Obviously, I'm here for a rose and to be with you, but I need more important. I need to talk to you about crystal meth.
He's like, I love like, crystal meth. She's like, no, the girl. Oh, which one is that? Look, you know, I'm very respectful of others. And like, I expect it from other girls on group dates, you know, like I'm not the kind of woman that like, if I'm in that position, like I would say everybody's hungry to talk to you. And like, it's a lot of tension. So I would say you go, Bibiana. But no one says that to me. You know who says it the most least? That girl, crystal meth. He's like, crystal meth? No, no, not the drug. The girl. Oh, all right. She's like so bored.
She's like, listen, Ari, I like to respect people. Sometimes I respect you with a brick and sometimes I respect you with an arrow, but I always respect you. Okay. And you need to respect me with your time. He's and like, I'm going to reclaim some time.
He's like, okay, he's clear like, her, clear her. Yeah. And then he tells us, he's like, you know, I can really tell that Bibiana's frustrated. He's like, really? What tipped you off, Ari? What tipped you off?
So then crystal meth is in the camera.
Ari and I definitely have the strongest relationship in the house. He like loves me. Like if I was homeless, Ari would definitely bring me a sandwich. Maybe two.
Over a fence, just in case. You know, he'd know that maybe the fence was necessary between us.
Then she interrupts the girls, and it's perfect because the nanny is giving a speech to the girls. She's like, girls, I don't know if you've watched WWE, but it's all in the theatrics, which is why I had a water bottle. I don't know if you noticed. And Crystal goes, hi! Like, literally.
She's like, can I sneak in here? Look, I just want everybody to have time with Ari and not be stressed about it, okay, guys?
And they're just looking at her like, fuck you. And Nanny's like, I was just giving a wrestling class, but carry on, girl.
And she's like, some of you are going to be hurt because Ari's not connecting with you, but you just have to not give up.
Just sometimes you bond with your baby and sometimes you don't, and there's nothing you can do about it.
You're like, oh, we hate you. So Ari is having private time now with Tia, and she's like, oh my God, remember how I was crying? That was silly because it was fun after all. And he's like, you were so great today. You killed it. I mean, look at you. She's like, it was fun. And he goes, oh. Like, oh, literally God. Growled. And he goes, I'm glad. And he starts running his fingers through her hair. I'm like, you really are gross, okay?
He is. It's really so gross.
And she's like, well, you know what's happening, Ari? The emotions, they're getting real.
Okay. Yeah. And then she's like to the camera, I think she's like, it's so amazing that he's comforting me instead of the other way around. But so, you know.
So basically you take in broken men is what you're saying.
Right.
Like Raven. Right. And Ari's like, yeah, but if you feel weak, I can make you feel better, you know? So you need to express that because it makes me feel like the man, you know, hurdly durdly. And she's like, oh, my God. And he's like, ooh. He, like, growl pouts again. It's grossing me out at this point.
Okay, so back at the house, Chelsea is the mom, is positive she's going to get the one-on-one because Ari knows I'm a mom.
That's literally her quote. She goes, yeah. I have a feeling I'll be on that one-on-one date because I'm a mom. I mean, come on.
I don't understand how that math works out, but Lauren S. gets the date, and she is giddy. She's like, this is so amazing that I'm going to get a date, and I'm so excited, and I just can't wait for a date.
She's trying to do the giggly, like, 13-year-old, but she's really, like, 60. She's another one of the smoky-voiced girls who's like,
yes.
You had me at Merlot.
Oh no.
She's like, didn't I see you at a slots machine in Vegas? Didn't I bum a Marlboro off you?
Weren't you like, the guy who was cheering for me when I got that Wheel of Fortune spin? Yeah. Such a girl.
So meanwhile, Ari goes and has a talk with Becca. And
I'm excited to see you. Really am. Yeah. I'm real excited.
He's like, what's your longest relationship been? And she goes, it's been about 2.5 to 3 years, but we were just going in different directions. You know, he was getting his AARP card and I was entering pre-K. Funny, he actually broke up with me. I thought I was devastated, but then I realized that a burden was actually lifted off my shoulders. And then Ari goes, yeah, that happens, you know. Sometimes it can feel like a relief, and sometimes it's, like, really devastating.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah. And then they make out.
Oh, yeah. She's like, we were totally in love. He was the one to fire me. I mean, break up with me. Because his wife had my number in his cell phone. I mean, his boss canceled his burner phone. I mean, what am I trying to say, Ari? He's like, let's just make out, you know. Like, getting dumped, you work out again, right? You hit the gym, you eat right, let's fuck. She's like, totally. So you've cheated on your wife then?
In comes Crystal Meth.
Does everyone feel good about their time with Ari? Oh, good. How exciting.
And
then she goes,
like,
to camera. Oh, wait. Then she's like, yeah, these girls are living in a false reality because I'm getting the rose and they're all going to die.
We have the strongest relationship.
Jacqueline's like, yeah, we've, like, totally established a connection. And Mikhail's like, yeah, we bonded. When? They didn't show any of that, poor things.
No.
And Crystal goes,
exciting, right? Good.
So then Becca gets the rose. And this is funny. Sadie goes, oh, my God. Crystal's wig is snatched.
I just have to point this out because it's the first time Ari's ever said anything like this. He goes, girls, everyone was amazing today. But I have to give this rose to Becca because you were outstanding today. And tonight you were amazing. You did so good.
He does this through the whole rest of the episode.
Yes.
I have it written down every time. He's like, one thing about you, you're amazing. Don't ever forget that. So then Crystal
Meth. You did good today.
I'm a little confused. I'm not just going to sit here and watch other relationships form. I have to step up my game and be aggressive because he said be who you are and maybe that's who I am. Hi.
She's like, I'm going to have to come up with a plan. Does arsenic show up in a talk screen?
I'm going to inject him with 6 milligrams of straight nicotine.
And then Annie goes, I feel grateful. I really do. I just feel grateful to have the rose. And Crystal goes,
good.
Then we go to commercial and we come back and Crystal Meth is sitting with Marieke with, you know, what's her name? Kardashian. And she's like, girls are super jealous of me.
Okay, one time, my best friend's boyfriend broke up with her to date me. And I was like, no way. But my best friend was like, I'll never bring a boyfriend around you again. And then my best friend died under mysterious circumstances. I mean, not mysterious to me. I knew how she died, but I guess no one else did. Still like, don't!
It's been a struggle, like, for so long for me, because I've had to, like, carry so much myself.
Meanwhile, she's talking to a restaurant owner.
Yes!
Who, like, literally carries things all day.
And be a provider.
Who's... Again, she's talking to someone who, like, gives her mom a job and owns a business.
Right. And works so many hours.
Restaurant worker. Talking to a restaurant worker.
Minimum
and
wage.
Like, I feel like I'm going far. Like, we're going to end up together. And this is just a process that has to be done because it's a show that has to be episodes.
And Kardashian's like, I'm Kim Kardashian, bitch. Like, seriously?
So then it's time for a one-on-one, and Lauren's like, oh, my God, I'm so excited. Oh, my goodness. I'm so stoked. Oh, yay. Ooh, wine. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is so pretty. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
And I love wine.
I'm like, really? She drinks so much wine, and he keeps pouring her giant glasses, and she's like, look.
So, like, tell me about you. Like, Do you like spring?
And he's like, yeah.
Oh my God, me too. This is crazy.
She's like, this is ridiculous. This is like so Lauren-esque right now. Like, I can't even believe how Lauren-esque this is. It's like really peaceful. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. This is ridiculous. It's like zombie.
This is so me.
Like, yes, there's a barrel of wine everywhere. We know, honey. I actually felt bad for her when she goes,
oh my God, thanks for keeping me in mind.
But then Ari seems like he's trying to dissuade her from liking him during this part. He's like, so I really need my sleep, you know? Like, I just want to wear a cardigan and sleep 13 hours a night. Like, I mean, I can't even get hard without two Cialis and a glass of warm milk. You know what I mean? Right? Are you with me? And she's like, oh my God, me too.
She's like, it's like natural evolution. It's like guys were like, they used to like walk with their hands dragging on the ground. And then they started like getting taller and taller and then shorter and shorter. And then cardigans came out.
He's like, what? He's like, so I guess tell me about yourself. And she's like,
oh my God, can't wait. Okay, well, first, I really like crossword puzzles. I mean, I don't know how to do them, but like I write little flowers in the squares and it makes me feel good. Also, one time I was talking to my mom on like Mother's Day, and she had an eye infection. Also, one time my dog had a like infected butt, so I had to like press his glands. Also, then one time I was going to take a shower, but I didn't have hot water, so I used a hose.
He's like, please, just fucking kill me. Please.
Yeah. And she's like, she's like to camera, I think it's going weird. Like, I'm kind of all over the place, but I still want to tell him about the one time that I had a Mac, but then I really thought that I needed an IBM. But then like my boyfriend, but ex-boyfriend, but he was my boyfriend at the time, was like, no, you need a Mac. And like, I got so confused that I broke up with him. But that's because like my career was going a different way, in more of like a Mac way than an IBM way. It's really hard to explain.
She's like, you get it, sometimes though? Like,
what does she say? She's like,
sometimes, like, failure is a win. You know what I mean?
He's like, not really.
She's like, yeah, but that's how I feel about failing a lot. Do you have a cigarette? Oh, my God, why am I talking so much? Like, I'm not this girl. I just need you to like me. Please like me. Please. Please like me.
He's like, okay, look at this rose. Look at it. Not getting it.
Wait,
not
no, then we,
getting it.
But first, we go to the group date. They cut away from that. And it's Ashley, Becca, Kay, Brittany, Jenna, Caroline, Chelsea, and Annalise. And as soon as we hear that it's going to be something with dogs, they're like, it's something rough. Rough? And Annalise is like, what do you mean rough? Like, what does that mean? Like, how's it spelled? Is it R-O-U-G-H? Please say it is. Please say it is. And they're like, no, it's like R-U-F-F. And she's like, oh my God. Oh, why? Why? Why?
In childhood, I had a traumatic experience with a dog.
She's like, first I had one traumatic experience with a bumper car. But then like right after that, I had a bad dog experience. And like one time I had a really bad chocolate experience because like I almost choked on a candy bar, but we're not going to a candy factory, and for that, I'm very, very grateful. So then we go back to the one-on-one, and take it from there. Like, Ari holds up the rose.
He's like, look at this rose. So, you know, today was an opportunity for me to drink, like, entire barrels of wine silently. It's also the first time I've actually eaten a meal on camera because I was so bored and didn't give a fuck what I looked like. So, look, you showed me a lot of yourself today. And, you know, I mean, I love that you love your family, and I would hate to take away time from your family. So please take this. Oh, by the way, you kind of smell like bar rot, and I'm an alcoholic. Go. Get out. Go.
That was such a great line, though, when he was like, your family is important to you, and I don't want to take away 1 minute of your time with your family. It's like, she's 35. Hopefully she doesn't live with her family anymore. I hope she's not losing time with her parents.
She's like, damn it, why did I talk about mom's infection? God damn it.
And he's like, well, but don't worry. You're amazing. You're really amazing. And he gives a baby, like a little shrug.
Yeah.
And
then he's like, here's some ointment. Good luck with that eye infection. She's like, oh, thank you. Okay. Bye.
Then they play that ridiculous violin French movie music.
Yep. So good.
And then it cuts back to the girls. They're like, oh my God. Oh my God. I just wrote down OMG, GGGGGG. Because the girls are like, oh my God. 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 And then it just cuts to Crystal, like, smiling.
Yep. And Carolyn, the realtor, is like in hysterics for no reason.
Oh, because her friend got sent home. Because they showed them take the... Well, it was more a surprise for myself. That's why they were like, oh my God, she left. Oh my God, oh my God.
But why is Carolyn crying? She's like, oh my God, I was going to put an offer on a house for her, but now she's gone. She'll probably forget. Oh God.
I forgot to give her my card. She starts crying and Crystal's like,
yeah, that girl's really amazing and beautiful in her soul. Like, she brings a light to the room.
And everybody's just staring at her like, please die. She's like,
but it shows how serious Ari is about this process because she confided in me. She can't be vulnerable.
She has a hard time opening up. And I told her, you need to open up. But she just has trouble.
Why are you giving people advice on how to win when you're convinced that you're the one who has to win? It doesn't make any sense. And then the nanny, who also always has something to say, is like,
I think she didn't show vulnerability because it's a defense mechanism.
She's like,
yeah, defense mechanism.
So then Carolyn is to cameras like, she's first of all, can I just tell you guys that Crystal Meth is really annoying? And I'm going to say it. I hope she goes home.
Oops. Like, said it. I was like, who are you? Where did you come from? And please be on more.
Yeah.
I like you. And when she said that, a candle blew out this show. Mm-hmm. So it's the second group date of the week. And Ari's like, hey, guys, it's the second group date of the week. And I have my dog Passion with me.
Yeah. Was it Passion? Bastion? Something.
I thought it was weird. Passion. I wrote Fashion. Then I was like, it can't be that. So I played it again. And I was like, oh, Bastion.
But that doesn't make sense either. That's a weird dog name. What's your name, Bibiana? What if his dog's name was Bibiana? How do you spell it? Who would name you that? Okay, anyway.
Who named you Bastion? Was your mom drunk?
It's time for probably my favorite Bachelor moment ever of all time. It was the dramatic recreation of Annalise's story about when she was a child. When I was a child, my parents were in Europe. And my grandparents' dog didn't seem to like playing with me, and it bit me, and I almost lost an eye. Mm-hmm. And then meanwhile, they show in that, like, Unsolved Mysteries recreations, like, Annalise, you know, a little child and a dog, and it's all in, like, black and white.
And
a little
it's
bit
this
sepia.
Little cute dog, too.
Yeah, but then it growls, and it barks, and the little girl's crying. Oh my God, it was so good.
My favorite part is when she's like,
the dog's name was Sunshine.
Oh my God. And you just see kind of cracks in Annalise's being. She's just like, we start to see the real crazy. And then you're like, I'm not actually sure who's crazier, Crystal Meth or Annalise at this point.
And just to correct myself, the reason she said, I mean, I'm trying to be positive this time because last day it was probably the worst because, like, I was crying. Bumper cars.
Yeah.
So just to correct myself for those people that were beating on their steering wheels like, you idiot. There you go. Corrected. So now she's overcompensating because she doesn't want to cry again for trauma. So she's like, oh, my God, dogs. So she just starts, like, jumping up and down and clapping. And it's like everybody's looking at her like, what is wrong with you? She's like, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. It's dogs. It's dogs. It's
like, oh, yeah. No. She's like, just don't bite my eye. Don't bite my eye. My eye. I need my eye. I need my eyes. Back at home, Bibs and Tia are talking. And Bibiana's like, listen, let us pray. Jesus, take the wheel. Let's pray for someone to get bitten by a puppy.
And Tia's like, amen, sister. Ari is like, we're at a famous place in Los Angeles called The Grove.
Yeah, Ari, it's a mall. But oh, my God.
And why are you in blackface, sir? He's like, what? In the daytime, he puts on so much dark bronzer. I'm like, come on, Ari, what are you doing? It just looks crazy.
It is weird.
It is, right? It's not. Yes. He's not like a daytime person. They only need to shoot at night for poor
They
Ari.
Really do. Yeah.
So the girls have to wear all these circus costumes, and they bring the hilarious Fred Willard from Best in Show and other things. And Chris is like, look, it's Fred Willard. I've never seen anything he's in, but you know a thing or two about dogs, right, Fred?
I feel like the producers of the show thought this scene had big plans for this scene. I really think they were like, this is going to be kind of one of the bigger things we've done. We're going to do a whole, they're going to train the dogs. Then we're actually going to do a big dog show at the Grove. Do you know how much money it costs to film at the Grove?
A lot.
A lot. I've worked on a lot of shows that could never afford to film at the Grove.
I mean, they're not even showing the Barnes & Noble logo behind the set. And it was the weirdest thing ever. And I guess they were like trainers or whatever, but they had a girl with a lampshade on her head standing on stage. I was like, subtle, guys.
Right. And they explained nothing. And then the whole beginning scene where they're supposed to be learning to work with the dogs, they literally had one thing where the dog climbed on the girl's back and that was it. Then they're suddenly doing a show dressed in costumes that nobody explained, doing scenes they didn't explain. I thought it was a train wreck.
It was, and it was hilarious because none of the girls could get the dogs to listen to them. And Chelsea was first, and she's like, I'm sit. Good job. The dog never sat. And yeah. Fred Willard's like, oh, well, I think Ari is courting these girls doggy style. I don't know if that's the right term. And I think he's like too subtle for this show. He's like, is Chelsea the girl in the red dress? Is she a mom? Just kidding. But no one would listen to the girls. And I like his little asides. He's like, the dog seems to be balking. Get it?
Yeah. Yes. And they kept having little kids climb on stage and cry.
So far, it's like an old car having trouble getting started. It's like, oh, mm-hmm. God, no one tells a dad joke like you, Fred Willard.
I know, but I love him. But I thought he was kind of a big name, but for such a weird, bad scene. I mean, I get that it was supposed to be Best in Show and they were pulling out all the stops and actually getting the guy from Best in Show. But the scene just didn't play out in any kind of interesting way. So it was sort of a waste, I thought.
So then I don't know. I was just laughing at the whole thing because, A, he was saying things like, you know, look at her there, throwing her hands up in the air because it makes people think it's a success. And then Annalise is like, well, I'm the pooper scooper, so that's great. And when you get the pooper scooper role, you can't dwell on it because it's not your role. It's about how Ari sees you, which is picking up poop. So that's great. And Fred Willard goes, my nephew had poop in his hand the other day, and he said, look what I almost stepped in. She's like, still
that's
picking
actually
up poop.
Funny.
Yeah, and she's like, still picking up poop. This is great.
So then they just suddenly stopped the whole scene because I felt like it wasn't going anywhere. So they're like, let's just get to the after part where they're like hanging out.
Yeah. Let's so just make Annalise cry some more.
Yeah. So then Chelsea's with Ari and she's like, it was really tough to be with dogs in a park with children there because like, I don't really like children or dogs, but I will tell you that I'm kind of here to discover myself through someone else.
That is the saddest thing. That is the saddest thing I've ever heard. And then she goes, I actually adore the person I've become today, and I can't wait to see how you love the person I am right now. Like, look at me.
Yeah.
Could you wear these mirrored sunglasses? This is so amazing. And he's like, well, no, wait, I'm not finished yet. I'm like, oh my God, this girl. And when he said, hey, Chelsea, will you join me? She goes, yes. He literally pulled me aside. Like, he wants to get to know me.
And she goes, and I am like so serious about moving forward. And he goes, yeah, I think there's a lot of self-growth in this and opportunities for self-actualization. And I mean, obviously the end goal is for us to get to know each other and see if there's a future, but also it's a great time to self-reflect. What were they talking about? That's a real quote.
Well, this is when I wrote he's wasted again because he's like, yeah, you want me to see me and you? Well, that's like reflect. And he's like kind of twitching and he keeps like scratching behind his ear and looking around the room. And like one of the veins is about to pop out of his head. And then it cuts to the girls talking. And Annalise is like, I mean, like, it's really hard to be behind, you know, because like those girls who interrupt and that's like they're hungry for that time. Like, am I hungry enough? I don't know. What am I going to do? I feel like I'm on the sideline. Can I have a drink? Can I have another drink? And she's just freaking out, you know?
Yeah. And then he makes out with Carolyn a little bit. And then they just keep cutting back to Annalise. She's like, the rose is super important. But when I was little, I had a really traumatic experience with a rose, so I'm just not sure how I'm going to react. Like, even if I got a rose, I might just really be freaked out by roses and cry. But, I mean, I'm going to try to get past that. And then they just keep cutting back, and then Jenna's making out with him. And then Annalise is like, I'm going to go talk to him, you know? I mean, it's really awkward. But, like, I mean, a lot of relationships are going fast, and I really need to talk to him.
She's like, I want it to be, like, real special. I want it to be special now, because everyone else has kissed him, and I haven't, like, kissed him. And then she's, like, chugging a drink. And then that girl, Jenna, who looks like Carrie Underwood, I think, she's like, I feel like you know what you want. She's, like, making out with him.
Yes,
she's like, oh, my God, what do I do? Because, like, everybody's kissing him. And then finally she gets time with him. And she's like, he goes, how are you, like, reflecting? Are you, like, reflecting what it's like to reflect on? Is my ear itches. Does your ear itch? And she's like, look, I feel like I've been, like, trying all night. So I'm like, am I trying? Or, like, was I trying then? Because I'm, like, trying now. Like, all night it hurts. He's like, yeah, trying. She's reflecting. She's...
And then Chelsea's like, hi, guys. Excuse me. And he's like, can I steal him? And he's like, yeah, you can. And she goes, Annalise walks out, and then Chelsea's like, I just came in to steal a kiss. Ugh.
So gross. And she goes out to the girls, and she's like, it didn't go well. It didn't go well. We didn't kiss. Like, there's no sexual chemistry.
Yeah. God. She's like, I'm going to get my coat.
He's only going to put his lips on me if I change my name to Tito. I'm getting my jacket. And she does. And then she covers her mic. She's like, oh, my God, he's a rat. And everyone's looking at her like, oh, my God, girl, just go.
Right. So then they pan. They like pan to another scene so that they can cut back real quick. And then they fix her mic situation. And she's like, you guys, I just don't feel like there was chemistry. I don't know what's going on. Meanwhile, Ari, then they have sort of like a soft focus thing. You can't quite see what's going on, but it's Ari and the other Becca. And they're like, you're a dork. No, you are. No, you're a dork. Like, I really like you. Well, I like you too. And then they cut back and Annalise is like.
He's just so, he's so gross with all the girls. I mean, I get that he's on dates with a bunch of people at one time, but. Ugh, today I missed you. Like, I really want you here. Oh, I can tell you extremely genuine. Beep, beep, beep. Beep, 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 beep. Like, he's shit faced.
Well,
like,
he's also dumb.
He's like, you look really good in yoga pants.
He's very simple. Now that I read that whole Aziz Ansari story, I feel like Ari's a little bit like an Aziz. Like, he, you know, I hope you read that thing.
Of the course, whole date of course.
I feel like Ari's just kind of like on the date by himself. Every time he's with the women, it's just sort of about him and what he wants. And he's just like, I don't really know who you are or care, but like, come here. I'm going to make out for you.
Yeah. Kissing bandit. Like, this is such an odd time to be a kissing bandit. You know, it's like weird that this show is like so popular in this time.
Yes.
So cocktail time montage of everybody putting on makeup with their drinks in hand, which I'm like, perfect. It's like your weaponry. You need it. And Ari comes in and Krista goes, hi. She literally says that every time. And he's like, you guys, this has been an amazing week. You know, I was out of my element and I was like out of my comfort zone. But you know what? I feel bad about that girl, whatever her name is. But, you know, it didn't work. So I was like, let's have a cheers to keeping the faux hawk alive.
Wait. You missed a whole thing.
Oh, I missed him getting rid of the girl. Wait, hold on. Big face. Today was weird.
No, you missed him giving out the date rose for the group date.
Oh, right.
So
he's like,
you guys, like, this was really great and some relationships are going faster than others, but one girl really stood out, and that's Chelsea. And then they pan over to Becca, and she's upset.
Yes. And she's like, you know, Crystal is, too. Yes, I put Chelsea gets the rose, and big face Becca cries.
Yes. So then, now we're at the cocktail party, and Becca M. is like, hey, everyone's uneasy. I don't have a solid read on who's going home. Do you, big boy?
I'm and uneasy, but that's how it is. That's how I like my eggs. Uneasy, big boy.
So then Annalise is like getting more and more desperate. And she's like, I really need to know if there's like a physical connection. Like, I need to like make out with them.
I know. And then they showed Viviana. Her face in the fridge. They showed Annalise going through the fridge. I was like, you guys, they are such assholes on this show.
She's oh, like, my God. Oh,
He hasn't even given me a chance. I mean, what the hell? And then later they show her crying in front of the gigantic candy jars.
Like, yes, oh God, she's eating her feelings.
Poor girl. This poor girl.
Meanwhile, Bibiana's like, listen, I put together a bed and a tripod. And I put together this whole thing, this whole scene. And like, I'm really going to show him, like, I'm going to have some time together on this bed. And we're going to stargaze, because that's something that's very Bibiana. Stargazing is something where he could see that, like, I want this to be about us and no distractions.
Look so through the right hole. Look through the hole. Okay. You don't know my mom.
Right after that, Lauren B. and Ari walk outside and find the bed and lay down on it and make out.
They're like, what is this? Okay. He's like, you want to make out on the bed? She's like, okay.
So Bibiana comes out. She's like, I need to cut a bitch. And Ari's like, can we just have 5 more minutes? And Bibiana looks to the camera. She's like, the struggle is real, bitch. The devil is working OT.
Okay. And Lauren's like, he showed me a telescope. I think he really likes me. Then we made out on this bed that was out there. So funny. And T is like, well, I'm in line. And Bibiana goes, I'm always in line. Always.
And then my kids started making fun of the whole thing. They're like, oh, step right up to Bibiana's couch of love. Which made me laugh.
She's
and
like
everybody
the only one who
out.
Didn't get to use it. Poor yes. thing.
And then Becca M comes out. She's like, well, hello, stranger.
Look at this, a bed on a porch. I'd like to say I'm a stranger to that, but I'm not. Let's fuck, big boy.
Then Ari's like, I guess my question is, do you want to get married?
Oh my and God. She's like, he is so lucky Crystal didn't hear that.
I know. Oh my God, I know. And then there was this whole weird exchange where Becca's like, you know what you love about me? I'm unsafe. You know what? Do you know why?
I bear back. Okay. Also, I think you know. I don't need you. And he's like, oh, yeah, I like that about you. Boo, 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 boo. And then she does this weird Popsy thing where she's like, because remember you said that you're attracted to people who need you? And it's scary to be someone who doesn't need you. And he's like, nailing it. You're really nailing your, you know, teenage psychology. She's like, maybe that's why you like moms, too. Okay.
Which I didn't really get. Because the moms are the neediest ones. All those single moms are super needy.
This what a weird thing to say. And he's like, you're like blowing my mind. You're doing so good today.
Yeah.
Weird.
Then they just pan over to Annalise, back to eating her feelings, while other people are talking about kissing. And she's like, as soon as I swallow this food, I got to make a plan to go kiss him. So then they go back out and Ari's got Tia out. He's like, listen, look at this, Tia. I put up some hay bales and some moonshine because I know you're a country girl.
And he also tells her, Tia, you do so much special for me. I want to do something special for you. I'm like, what does Tia do special for you? Like, what did she do? She's like, yay, pull my finger. He's like, no, no, not that. Let's drink some gasoline in a good way. She's like, are you sweating? He looks guilty. She's like, because I am. He's like, oh, thank God. Not getting called out.
Oh my God. So then this was sad. Everyone starts talking about how Annalise hasn't kissed him yet.
Yes. And Tia, by the way, is like the third girl today who says, in the past few hours, I started getting feelings.
Yeah.
Like, okay. You all suddenly have feelings. It's very deep.
And every girl during this episode, every single girl, he's like, I just keep getting more and more attracted to her.
It's like, she's doing so good today. So then they start talking about, yeah, the kissing, because Kardashian's like, I think I was the last to kiss him. And then Carrie Underwood's like, maybe I was, or maybe that girl, or that girl. Which was the girl on the couch? Oh, wait, that's 5 girls. Wait a minute. And Annalise is like, oh my God, jawbreakers. She's like taking the Mike and Ikes out of the jars in the kitchen. Poor thing.
They're like, Annalise hasn't kissed him yet. So Annalise is now looking crazy. Like she's been on a 36-hour coke binge. She's just got like circles under her eyes. She's all strung out. She's like, I gotta do this. I'm gonna take him outside and I'm gonna get him to kiss me.
It's so probably she's all like, that sugar.
Can I talk to you? Come over here. Wait, farther, farther. Come over here, out of this balcony. A little bit more, a little bit more. In the corner. Okay, what's going on? I just...
Well, the girls say that you're kissing him, but they just say that, you know, you wait for the girls to make the first move. Like, should I make the first move? I don't even know. And then they show...
And he's like, what are you saying? What are you saying? You're saying, are you asking me to kiss you? And she's like, I don't know. I guess I am. Yeah, I guess I am. And he's like, oh...
He goes like
this. I'm not there yet.
He goes like this. Yeah, I just don't think we're there yet. I was like, wow, nice fart inhale to dump a girl. Like, that's so sad. And she's like, oh, well, thanks. I mean, I guess that's clarity. So, yay, it's clear now. It's clear. And then who's the blonde who interrupts? I think it's the taxidermist.
Kendall. Yes, the taxidermist.
And she's like, why are you guys talking in, like, the attic? I had to walk up 5 flights of rickety stairs to get up here.
And he's like, come here, you. And they start making out. And yeah.
Yeah. And they keep pointing out that she's a taxidermist whenever someone feels jilted.
Yes. Because
she's like, yeah, you know, I don't, you know me. And he's like, yeah, I know you. I've got you pegged. And she's like, yeah, you're like, I'm the taxidermy girl. And he's like, I love it. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, the taxidermy girl.
Yeah. And then he's, like, practically having sex on the couch with Jenna.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she really went for it, right? My goodness. She's like, it's, like, cold out here. And he goes, I'll bring the heat. And then Annalise is like, well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't hate me. Because, like, so many relationships start where they're like, oh, I so wasn't into them. And then suddenly something happens and they're totally into each other. Like, that could happen, right? That could happen.
Yeah. Like Carly and Evan.
Yeah.
Remember them? Remember?
She's pregnant now. She's pregnant. And then they cut to Carrie Underwood straddling him. She's like, do you have any questions about me? He's like, you're answering them. It's like lap dance. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to get to him. I'm going to go to him and I'm going to go straight to the chase. I'm going to go to it. I'm going to the chase.
I'm going to ask him. I'm just going to ask him. Like, you just asked him, Annalise. Oh my God. You literally just went and asked him to kiss you and he said no. What? She's like, I'm going to ask him. I'm going to get some clarity because that wasn't really that clear. So I'm going to get more clarity.
The nanny speaks for America. She's like, oh my God, I can't watch this, girls. I can't watch it. I literally can't watch it. So they all gather around to watch it.
Yeah.
She's like, remember when we chatted a minute ago? I wanted to chat about our chat. It's like, oh, geez.
She's like, I'm just wondering, like, is there a chance for us? And Ari goes, not really, no. But... you are truly one of the most amazing people I've ever met. Like, it's amazing how amazing you are, except for that weird vein across your forehead. Other than that, it's like been the most amazingest amazing.
He's like, you were just so good today. I've never seen anybody go through that many jawbreakers that quickly. I mean, that is amazing. But you know what? We got to keep the candy budge within reason. So can I walk you out? And then she sobs and then makes my heart break because she's like, oh, my God, I just feel like I became this crazy manic person. Now I'm scared I'm not going to find love. And it's my worst fear.
Like, oh, why are you on The Bachelor?
Oh, no.
I'm just, you know what I thought would be a good idea that was going to, like, give me more confidence? Going up against, like, 55 other women to find love. Now you've solidified the fact that I'll never find love.
Oh, like you dodged a bullet there, girl. So
all the women are freaking out. They just cannot believe that Annalise went home except for Crystal Meth.
Well, she's the two biggest mouths. Yeah, Crystal and the nanny.
Hi.
Hi. You know, it's like the energy. You can't, like, help but feel the tension of the energy.
And the nanny's like, it's desperate. I don't like it, girls. And some other random girl's like, oh, my God, it was shocking. We're all shook. We're like, shook, shook, shock, shock, shake, shake.
Yeah.
It's like, shook, shock, shake, shock. Oh, my God, never. But, like, we're shaking, shook.
So Bibiana's like, I'm trying to stay positive, but, like, I've yet to lay on the bed and stargaze with my men. So that's not good.
He still doesn't, like, even know what Saturn is.
Like, I brought that bed on my back all the way from my country. And, like, I did not even get to lay on it.
Her country, and, like, Long Island City.
And, like, I'm just saying that a fortune teller told me that, like, that's not good if you don't stargaze with your man.
I tried to put my eye on that telescope, and I got somebody else's eye makeup on it. Then they show Jacqueline with her smudged face, her smudged eye.
Which is so weird because that really brought home the fact to me that Jacqueline has had zero screen time in 3 full episodes. That's 6 hours of show.
So many of them.
And she never really talked.
So many of them just come out of nowhere. I'm like, who are you? Like, kind of that Carrie Underwood girl. Today she was on a lot, but I hadn't really noticed her before, I don't think.
Yeah.
So now's the rose ceremony, and Crystal's like,
I feel a mixture of emotions. 1, confident. 2, I don't have a rose. 3, worrisome. 4, no rose skirt man. 5, worried about not having a rose. 6, I'm going to kill the bitch who gets a rose. 7, I better get the rose.
It's like, okay, Crystal. Okay.
And then Ari's like, blah, 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 like, blah.
It's so sad sending people home, but, you know, it's also positive because I have the hope looking around this room and knowing that my wife could be here. And Crystal straightens up and beams. She's like,
that's right. Me, Ari.
She's like, Ari, can I talk to you for a minute? And he's like, oh, we're right in the middle of the rose ceremony. She's like, okay, I just want to give you a sandwich.
I just wanted to say hi.
She's like, can I interrupt the rose ceremony? He's like, no, because this is kind of part of the show. And she's like, okay.
So they start showing all the girls freaking out, like, oh my God, if I don't get a rose, I'm going to kill myself. Oh my God, who ate all the jawbreakers? Oh my God, I'm shook. So they start cutting. And then Lauren, she's like, I mean, I showed him a lot. I hope he's reciprocating. And then he starts calling their names. He's like, the lady who stuffed seals, Ashley, Lauren, Brittany, the big face I gave the wardrobe to, Cianne, who spells her name wrong. Crystal. And then when he says Crystal, she goes, hi. I swear to God, you cannot make this shit up. Crystal.
I know.
Hi.
And he's like, will you accept this rose? And she goes, of course.
I would love to accept it.
Oh my God.
So the final rose, it comes down to, is between Bibiana and who's the other girl? Oh, Kardashian. And Bibiana is looking at him like,
yeah. And
she's giving him a death stare.
Kardashian's like, you know, if I don't get a rose, I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be disappointed. And Bibiana's like, if I don't get a rose, I'm going to kill myself. I'm literally going to kill myself on the set of The Bachelor.
And then, of course, is Bibiana's out, which I was surprised because she's so cuckoo. I thought they'd keep her around for a while.
They have enough cuckoo, maybe.
Yeah, they do have a lot of cuckoo. She's like, I deserve real love, but I lost my chance. It's like, how did you lose your chance? This isn't real love. All you knew about him was that he's tall. You said so yourself. Come on. Yeah. She goes, I brought a couch. Like, I'm the girl. Like, I always picture myself. I'm that girl in a cabana with the telescope.
You know, on second thought, it is a little weird because they did, because Annalise is gone. So really the only real true over the top. No, we still can get back to Chelsea and her crazy.
Well, Nanny is pretty loudmouth and controlling and nuts. Like, she seems nuts to me. Then Crystal, then Mikhail looks like she could cut somebody just with her eyes alone. So I guess they've probably got enough, you know. And then, you know, Carrie Underwood's going to come out with the trunk of crazy at some point.
Yes, she is. She is.
But it makes me feel sad when people get dumped by people they don't even know on this show. And she's like, I don't deserve this. Someone needs to give me a break. I am broken. Uh-huh. And I want everyone to know that I've tried. It's not how it works. It's not about trying. Find someone you like.
Yeah.
You know, or get a job. You know, if you're going to try that hard, just get a job.
I agree. And Ari's like, I'm so excited. This week is amazing. It's going to be so great.
You guys did so good today.
Boop, 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 and we boop, have boop, scenes, boop, boop. Which look good. And then, although nothing didn't seem like anything super interesting, but I'm sure it'll be good. But then we get more dramatic recreations with Annalise.
Oh my God. So
and I laughed out loud with the dog.
Poor Annalise. Oh man, a lot of sobbing. And, you know, I think it's good that at least the ones who went home feel like they did a good job this week. Doo-doo-doo. Steph, what a fun time.
Oh, my God. Great.
Walls down. Everybody, we will be back next week.
Yes, and we have a bonus episode this week that we recorded on the phone, and it's about Corinne from The Bachelor and her crazy assistant that was on Vanderpump Rules.
Yes, Gigi from Vanderpump Rules. Also, yes. She doesn't have an accent. I don't know why I said that. But it was crazy. It was a Saturday night. I'd been drinking a little. Shocker. But really, really fun. And it's a two-part bonus. And it's just us having a regular friend phone conversation. So go check it out.
But it's juicy.
Yeah, and it's good.
You only have to donate, or not donate, pledge, $1 an episode. There's 4 episodes a month. So for $4 a month, you will get a bonus every week.
Mm-hmm. And they're super fun for us to do. And thank you so much to everybody who does support us, both listening and with their Patreon. We love you guys very much. Walls down, vulnerable, it sets. Okay, guys, see you next time. Thanks so much.
Okay, bye.